Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Ina comes to Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. We keep joking about how private equity is taking over the world. Well, China wants a piece of the action. The Chinese government will sink $3 billion into the Blackstone Group. That's one of Wall Street's most prominent buyout firms. It's the first time China's invested in foreign private equity. We turn now to Trevor Hauser, an economist who studies China. He's at our Shanghai studio. Trevor, what do you make of this?
China's looking to diversify some of the $1.2 trillion in foreign exchange reserves that China holds into higher return investments. And what better way to learn how to do that than to take a stake in one of the companies in the U.S. who's been most successful at a high return investment, Blackstone. So I see it as a Chinese paying tuition to learn a little bit about how to invest in the rest of the world.
Well, do you think China is going to try to do more of this kind of thing?
They're certainly going to try to do more, although it's important to qualify the size and the pace of that. A lot of people get concerned whenever there's talk about China diversifying its investments, that means that they're going to sell their U.S. Treasury holdings and that that's going to have an impact on the dollar. And what we're talking about here is a $3 billion out of $1.2 trillion. And for the foreign exchange reserves, you know, concern number one for Beijing is stability. And very few investments offer the same kind of stability right now as U.S. Treasury bonds do. As many of your listeners probably remember, the last time that Chinese investment overseas was really in the news in the U.S. was with a bid by a Chinese oil company, Sinuk, to acquire Unocal,
right.
California-based Unocal, which didn't go so well. And the Chinese, ever since, have been a little bit gun-shy. And so I think most importantly about this Blackstone deal is it signifies a desire to start learning from some of the people who are most expert in this area.
All right, Trevor, thanks so much.
Great, thank you.
Trevor Hauser is a visiting fellow at the Colin Powell Center for Policy Studies. Yet another private equity buyout today. Two firms, TPG Capital and an arm of Goldman Sachs, are snatching up wireless company Alltel for $27 billion. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 are coming off their seventh straight weeks of gains. The Dow stands at 13,556. The S&P is at 1522. The Nasdaq begins the week at 2558. China's stock market hit a new all-time high today as Asian shares gained about 1%. In Europe, the markets are down a tad in the early going. Make way for a new airline. Skybus starts flying this week out of Columbus, Ohio. The tickets are really cheap, but there might be a reason it's called Skybus. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
The Skybus strategy is to fly into and out of smaller airports on the fringes of major cities. Aside from the handful of $10 seats, it'll charge about 50% less than other airlines. But aviation consultant Mike Boyd says passengers better get ready for some bare-bones accommodations.
Well, if you want to board early, you have to pay them an extra $10. If they want to take a sandwich on board, they're disallowed from doing that.
Really? You're not allowed to take any food or drinks on board the plane? So what happens if you're caught with a bottle of water and a Clif Bar?
No, it will not be confiscated. No, you will not be ejected from the airplane.
That's Bob Tenenbaum with Skybus. He says the flight attendant will just ask you not to do it again. Tenenbaum says the airline charges cheaper fares, in part by selling stuff to passengers on board. Skybus will initially fly into four markets, including Burbank, California, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It'll add more destinations in just a few weeks. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By SHRM, whose annual conference starts June 24th in Las Vegas, focusing on helping HR professionals align people strategies with business goals. SHRM.org. And by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
There's an old saying on Wall Street about investors taking profits before summer vacation. Sell in May, then go away. Newsweek's Alan Sloan is with us. Alan, is this year going to be any different?
Well, I don't know. I wish I had enough to sell so I could afford to go away. That's the thing I love about Wall Street. Any season, except for October, where they're always pessimistic, every season the rally is coming. And now it's time for the summer rally. I mean, this is an annual ritual.
Well, how could it be? How could there be any more rally than what we've seen already this year?
Well, I don't know, but since I didn't see the rally we had coming, or I would call it the price increase, because a rally comes when you're behind, you know, like in baseball. Since I didn't see this coming, Scott, I have no idea what's coming down the road. All I know is if I had known what the stock market would do at the beginning of this year, you know, I would have, you know, hocked everything, put all my money into stocks, and I wouldn't have to do this anymore.
But there does seem to be something to the whole idea of a lot of investors taking the summer off, so there's lighter volume.
Well, that's true. But if you look at where trading comes from, I mean, trading is now predominantly by institutions rather than people. I don't know about you, but every big money person I know has a BlackBerry, has, you know, 700 devices, and is linked in and trades from, you know, Nantucket or their vacation homes and stuff like that. So I think the idea of the summer break is not what it once was when, you know, you had to pick up the phone and people had to hunt you down and no one had cell phones and nobody had BlackBerries.
Well, obviously, this year it has been something else. And the momentum keeps going with more mergers and more buyouts and more profit reports. It's got to run out of steam sometime. Ooh.
Sure it does. It has to run out of steam. Something has to change, and it will. The question is, what will change, and when will it change? And those are unfortunately the answers I don't have, but I'm definitely looking forward to a summer rally.
All right, Alan, thanks a lot.
Anytime, Scott.
Alan Sloan, the Wall Street editor at Newsweek. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.